This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Farmers and ranchers are typically a resilient bunch, but stress and potential suicides remain a serious problem in agriculture. Don McMoran, director of the WSU Extension Office in Skagit County, is calling on everyone who is a farmer or who knows one to be on the lookout for signs of stress.
Yeah, the CDC came out with some data a few years ago that indicated that agriculture had 2 to 3 times the national average in suicide, so it's a major problem.
McMoran says stress has always been around, but recent years have been trying.
There's definitely been an increase over the years. We have seen a little bit of dip during the pandemic, which is actually counterintuitive to what a person would think. But typically, a farmer will hold off during emergency times to move forward with a suicide until things start actually looking better, and then they have more time to reflect, and that's when they make their decision.
Surprisingly, McMoran says 2020 wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Actually, we're really preparing for potentially 2022 to be the really bad year. So luckily for us, we've got the funding ahead of time and we're able to get the outreach.
Tune in tomorrow for more on suicide prevention in agriculture and the Western Regional Agricultural Stress Assistance Program and the grants to help fund stress research.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.